of nearly 800 children, most of them 3 years of age and under, who died at the home in County Galway. More from townhall.com.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Today it's just Carl Bot and Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing better than I was last week.
I tell you what, what's going on with my ears here? So somebody must have been sitting over here. Okay, that's much better. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's like 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. So, hope everybody's having a good day. Linda was same last night at, of course, at Wind River in the Overtime Lounge. Great time. Joe Larson and Pat Karch and Bobby Viramontes and Bruce Kalin, of course, you know, and her band, and just a lot of people there. And wanted to thank a lot of people, you know, that were there. I'd like to really thank the staff of Wind River and the people that work there. I mean, they really go all out in how they're trying to, you know, the tables and the, you know, bartenders and all that stuff. You know, it was a good, very, very, very good time. Anyway, good morning. Now let's start off with the weather. Jared, are you ready?
I am ready. It's currently 39 degrees here downtown. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 61, a low of 45. And then tonight we have a 50 to 80% chance of rain. I've never seen that one before.
A 50 to 82%?
50 to 80. I've never actually seen the – well, that's irrelevant. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, they usually say, oh, it's like a 50% chance of rain. Well, it's 50 to 80%. Yeah. That way we can hedge on it a little bit.
Tomorrow it's going to be it's going to have an 80% chance of rain throughout the day with a high of 54, a low of 38. On Sunday we have a 70% chance of rain with a high of 50, a low of 36. And on Monday, during the day, we have a 70% chance of rain with a high of 50, a low of 40, and then a slight chance of showers at on Monday night.
Okay. Weather report's always brought to you by, you say rain tomorrow?
Rain tonight.
Rain tonight and then tomorrow too?
Yes.
Sunday?
Yep.
Okay. All right. More rain. It's not going to be like the heavy deluges that was coming down before. This is just going to be just rain. All right, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Good morning, everybody. I've gotten reports on Trish yesterday, and I am so proud of her and that she did not one time have to be bleeped off the radio. But it's Friday. It's 7:08 in the morning. It's Amy time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. You know what? I didn't realize just, you know, how strong you are.
Yeah, I'm pretty
buff.
You
have a little buddy there with you that is just cool.
He is cool. So I have today Charlie, who I know it's a personal favorite, and it shouldn't be, but he is one of my personal favorites. Charlie came into the shelter actually really scared, and he has come out of his shell, and then it turns out he actually has been pretty well trained and knows a lot of really fun tricks.
Like what?
So he's a border collie pit, and I think he's just one of the kind of dogs that just needs something to do. And if he has something to do, he is the happiest thing you've ever seen.
Okay, now this dog, I always forget that Amy's already sitting in here when I come in. I come around the corner, and I'm coming around the corner because it's after 7 o'clock, and I've got to run in here. So I come screaming around the corner, and all I see is a pit bull at waist high. I immediately stopped, threw Just Bob in front of me, just in case. The dog licks Just Bob. And then I realized, okay, he's okay. If a dog licks Just Bob, he probably will lick anybody. Yeah. And so
that's your biggest.
Your biggest threat
with this dog is getting covered in drool.
He just came over and he's just a friendly dog. Okay, you got a picture like a pity head, but it's stocky, but he's got a docked tail.
Yes,
he's got little white feet, and a white chest, and he's a border collie mix, which means he's smart.
He's very smart.
He's very smart, so he needs to have things to do.
He does. He is a professional ball player as well. Like frisbees, he will flip for them. He will literally flip for toys. You can get him to do anything that you want him to do with either food or a toy. If you have a squeaky toy in hand, he will do every trick that you're asking him to do. He can knock over chairs, apparently. He's good at that. He can sit, stay, shake, high five, and speak actually on command. So,
okay. So, can you sit?
Yeah, he can sit.
Just not right now.
Oh, just not right now. No.
Okay, he's okay. All right. Oh, okay. He is. He's sitting.
There we go.
Okay, so this is really a good dog. And if you were looking for, and just high fived Amy.
Yeah.
Was that cute?
He is super sweet.
Okay. So how do we get Charlie in our life?
Come down to the shelter. We are open on Saturdays. We're open obviously today, 11 to 5. And you can come meet him. And he does great with cats, kids, and other dogs. So if you have other dogs and you're looking for, a playmate, he would be a great choice for that. He's going to keep another dog busy, and they're going to play until tire themselves out.
You're thinking about it, aren't
you? I am thinking about it.
You're thinking about bringing him home because he's a good dog.
He is a good dog.
And so have you walked him?
Yes.
And?
He could use some work on the leash. He does pull, but my other pit at home does the exact same thing too, so it's not so bad. But I got a big backyard. You throw a ball for this dog and he's gonna be in heaven.
Yeah, you ought to get one of those automatic ball throwers.
Yeah,
they come back and they just drop it and it loads it up.
Yeah, he would go crazy for that.
You know, they'd be out there all day.
All day he would.
And then you come in and he would just be laying there. Oh, look at him. Look how smart he is. Okay.
That was the speak.
I know, you told him. Once you get him.
See, when I tell him with quiet, with my finger in front of him, he gets quieter when he barks.
Okay, you've got a big special on March 18th.
We do. Along with the Bissell, the vacuum company, which is awesome because they do a lot of charity work for animals, animal shelters, and they are doing a Empty the Shelter event on March 18th. But I want to talk today about Doggy Dash because that's coming up, and I really want people to start registering for that early.
Okay. Talk about it.
So Doggy Dash is going to be on the 25th this month, and it's at the Sundial Bridge. You can register there. I think it's 8 a.m. is when it starts, and then up until 9:15 is when it's going to start. And there's two different – there's a 5K and a 10K. It's dog-friendly, so you can actually bring your animals with you if you'd like to run the 10K or the 5K. Mark tried to convince me the other day that all the staff has to do it. He said, oh, no, don't you know? All the managers have to run in it. And I said, what? I'm allergic to running. I didn't.
You know what? If, people see you running, they could, it could cause a panic.
If you see me running, you know something's chasing me, and you better run, too.
So
it makes my heart race, and I sweat. I'm allergic to it.
You could have Charlie just pull you along there.
I know.
You would get on roller skates, and you could
That's what I should do.
You can
can register at havenhumane.org. We want to see a lot of people out, and it's going to be a great event. So, come out. Show your support. It's on the 25th.
Okay. And again, on the 18th, it's free adoption.
Yes, the free adoption thing is on the 18th.
Charlie won't be there because Charlie's going to be taken.
Yeah, he will be. Well,
Charlie may go home tonight.
Charlie might go home today.
Okay. All right. Amy, thank you so much. Haven Humane, I can't talk enough about what you guys do for everybody. And this is a good dog. I mean, he's what, 60 pounds?
Yeah, and he is full of energy, and that might turn some people off, but it's such happy, good energy. He's just really excited to do anything.
You've never seen him get angry or anything
no,
like that?
No, never.
So how old is he?
He's two.
Two. So he's obviously was raised with somebody
that
cared about him. Okay. All right. Thanks, Amy.
All right. You have a great one. Thanks, guys.
Okay, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Let's start with the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. And I have tickets. Yeah, I've still got some tickets left because I went by yesterday to Media Plus and got more tickets. So I've got two tickets to – I've got more than that. I'm going to give them away all morning. I've got two tickets to the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show for this weekend. Extreme Raptors, Vintage Trailers, Ultimate She Shed. I'm not sure what that is. I'm going to have to go look it. The Jetovator, Sea Breachers, Aqua Drome Demo Pool. It's got so many things there. It's going to be a great time. Give me a call at 605-4567, and you get a pair of tickets to the NorCal Boat Show. Also, tickets are on sale for the annual Red Bluff Roundup. That's right. The biggest event in the North State is what it says right here. The 96th annual Red Bluff Roundup at Tehama Fairgrounds, April 21st to the 23rd, with plenty of activities. So you've got also the Redding City Flag Contest. Look up the ReddingCityFlag.com or Facebook.com at Redding City Flag and get, you know, and go out and enter this. $1,000 first prize. You already have 13 entries already. And it opens today and it goes through the end of March. What other things are going on do we have? We have a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We have, we also have the Sundial Film Festival. I've got a couple tickets for that. And we'll give those away later. And I also have, want to talk about the Redding Gun Show. That's going to be over there at the Holiday Inn. I mean, this is a big weekend here. You can go from spot to spot to spot. Never sit down once this whole weekend. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. Now through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Nothing yet. Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical this morning. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Bonnie Sharp, you won the tickets. I have more tickets out there, by the way, my friends. So keep that phone in your lap because I'll be giving them away all morning. Let me see. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sharon Clark and her great business, Home Helper, started over 10 years ago by Sharon here in town. It is a huge success. You need in-home health care, whether it's short periods of time or long periods of time. You go to Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. You're not going to find a better place or better people to take care of your loved ones or yourself than Home Helpers. All right, let's get started here. You know, I heard Terry Oxley on his ad today. Did you hear that, Jared? Did you listen to him? I know you've heard it before, but this latest one is that the state of California, if they put laws on that are against the Constitution, then those you know, they're forcing people to become lawless. You know, I'm listening. He's got his church out in Bella Vista. I could just imagine hearing the same kind of ministers to their flocks before the Revolutionary War. I'm serious. You need to close that door. There's four ladies out there discussing whatever it is. And so but it was like Terry and I'm not slapping at Terry. No, not at all. But that sound is, I mean, what he said was, and I think he makes sense, is that this is what I could picture ministers saying back in the 1770s, and that when King George makes these laws that are just intolerable to people, what choice do you have? Just thought I'd bring it up. So next time you listen to it, it's pretty cool. I know that Trish got into this, but I wasn't here yesterday. Board of Supervisors vote against making Shasta County a non-sanctuary area. What are you thinking of, Board of Supervisors? You've chosen not to vote on it. What you've chosen is, well, let's wait and see. No money coming to. Well, guess what? If the state of California says they passed this law for a sanctuary state, did you see what it says? It says you will not help the feds when it comes to illegals. You will not help the feds. So what they've done is they've made our county and our sheriff and his people lawbreakers under the federal law. Now, is that what Shasta County wants? It was a 3-1 vote. I don't think Leonard Modi was there. But I plan on giving the next time we get David Kehoe or Mary Rickert or Steve Morgan on, and that'll be soon. It'll be this month. I'm going to ask him about that vote. Why would you vote for that? Why would you vote against that? Because what are the reasons that you would vote against that? That you would say, Shasta County is a non-sanctuary county. You think about it. I mean, if you think about what they're saying here, is if the state says for Sheriff Tom Basenko not to help the feds track down and track down the Redding police, because it falls on all everybody, because the feds really rely on local authorities to help them when they're looking for these people. So, and if they're told, we're not going to help you. What kind of law is that? How stupid is that? I mean, can you imagine what it does? It's on some of the illegals you can do that, but not on these others you can't. Well, what does that mean? This is the state of California and their tremendous overreach. And what's going to happen is Trump's going to get around to them. It's just a matter of time. You want to not help the feds going after lawbreakers? Well, that's fine. Then, you know, you can fix the infrastructure yourself. When every place else in this country is getting money to fix infrastructure, California, you want to go it on your own, you just do that, buddy. And then Shasta County. So there you go. Oh, if you're a part of California and you're buying into this, then you buy into it. It's stupid, but the state's doing it. The state's stupid anyway when it does so many of these things. The strike, the UPEC strike, strike they had. You remember that one? They went off on a week. Then we had the strike coordinators in here, Steve and Chris. They came in and talked about what it was. And one of was the big thing was the administration fees. And the administration fees, that's something that the rank and file paid, $26 a payday, you know, that nobody else was paying except the rank and file. They said, that's not fair. We want to do away with it. Well, the county says, no, we're not going to do that. You know, you got to keep that. And the rank and file said, really? So that was the big thing. So here's the strike. The strike is completed. And what did they – and I believe they said they wanted to do away with that money but phase it out over 3 years. So here's the end of the strike. They did away with the admin fee, and they're going to have it happen over 2 years and not 3 years. But that money, that admin fee brought in $685,000 a year. $685,000 a year into the general fund, and the UPEC received raises for 3 years, starting in March, starting this month, for the next 3 years, or this year and two more raises. So they did away with that. That's $685,000, and plus the raises. And so that little strike cost the, you know, the taxpayers and get this, rank and file taxpayers too. Wonder how much that cost. At the same time, they voted on putting up together a $4 million mental health facility here. $4 million. Now, I don't know how much it costs to staff that. Does that mean, is that just to build it and get it going, or are we paying for that one too? Because we can't afford to build a jail. We can't afford to build a jail. Well, that's, you know, that's over. But we can another $4 million here for the mental health facility. Well, you know what? Frankly, if you can't lock them up in a jail, but if you've got a mental health facility, maybe keep more people off the jail side. And we do need more mental health help in this county and city, you think. Let's go to the phones.
Rally Sally. How you doing, hon?
Good morning.
Oh, I'm just, you know what? This is what happens when I go off on a day of trying to find turkeys. So, hello.
Well, I just wanted to chime in on the Sanctuary County issue because
y'all were there. I mean, there was everybody there was saying, what were their reasons? Because, I mean, I wasn't sitting there when this happened.
Right. Well, there wasn't really a reason. They just kind of wanted to. Now, I have to say that Leonard Modi was not there. So it was Mary Rickards and Steve Morgan and David Kehoe that felt like we were premature. Even though we are on a list as being a sanctuary county, we are already a sanctuary county.
Wow. I didn't know that.
They felt like we're jumping the gun. We don't know how some of these other lawsuits are going to turn out. I don't know what Steve Morgan was referring to when he said other lawsuits, but there you have it. They want to wait and see how it all shakes out so they can lead from behind.
Well, that's what we hired them for, right? That's what they're getting paid that.
Even though they're getting paid those millions of dollars a year. Anderson City Council is planning to vote on it, and there's three of them that will vote for being a non-sanctuary city.
Well, Anderson is way ahead of Redding.
They are.
Redding and the board. Okay, but you got to remember this now. And I'm not crazy about Les Baugh, but this was a good thing he just did. I think Steve Morgan, who lives in that general area down there too, right? Where's Steve? He represents kind of the northern east area. But I'm surprised that he didn't jump on that. And Mary Rickard, and so they're just we just want to wait and see here. Well, I'll get them. I'll get them on the show, and I'll get one of them on the show. We'll say, can you explain to me or us why that was?
I would love to hear their explanation because they didn't really go into any kind of detail. I don't know that they had a chance to study the issue or what, but you know, Tom Basinko supports it being the resolution.
Well, have you ever seen anything that Tom does that Les doesn't support, or Les does that Tom doesn't support?
Well, I mean, it would make sense for Tom to support being a non-sanctuary
city. It does,
city.
Because just as I said,
county.
Just as I said, if California wants, it makes Tom and his people into lawbreakers. They break the federal law.
And it ties their hands from
yes.
being able to do anything.
Yes, and then when they go out and ask for Fed money, and you know what? Trump's got no problems with it, and his people got no problems. It's cutting it off. Hey, you know what? You want to go on your own? Go on your own. You want to be your own nation? Do that. See how easy it is. And
I think one of the main factors, just to end this, is that they had put in for funding for to the state for some money to help with the flooding around here, and mm-hmm. they were afraid that might jeopardize it.
Oh, well, if that's the case. Well, if that's the case, then that's the
case. I would
case.
Like to hear that from their mouth.
I would like
so.
Him to say that. Say, you know what, if we start doing this, they could do to us what Trump was going to do to them. And see, there's the lies the problem.
Yeah.
So, okay, thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite and a veteran-owned business right here. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474, and he's got all types of great deals there. If you say use the code BTS200, you get a $200 gift certificate you can use. Veterans and veterans' widows, veterans' families get $100 savings on new service. That's right, $100 savings on new service. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local veteran, Doug Tooley. He's a great guy. Give them a call at 241-DISH. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms. Modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. Now through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the, oh my gosh, it's the 3rd of March. What can I say? And guess what started on the 3rd of March? The boat sport and RV show, Crown Motors. Got the big name right here. And I have with us Chris Schwaga.
Hi there.
Hop in there, Chris. Tell us about the show. I'm going to give away more tickets here. I'm watching Chris hang herself over there with the headsets. Okay. So tell us about it. What's a she shed?
Did you see the man cave last year?
Yeah.
It's the girls' version of the man cave.
Oh gosh, you know, here we go.
It's got foo-foo stuff in it.
Foo-foo stuff.
It's Crown Motors course, brings you the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It opens at noon today.
And I've got two more tickets. I got two more tickets to give away. Give us a call, 605-4567. And I got two more tickets. Okay. Now, it's, I was doing live reads on this today, but I didn't have to.
What a guy.
Notice what I said, though, I didn't have to. And I was something else too. What's a sea breacher?
You know the Hydroflight, you know what they call Ride the Tube?
Yeah.
They're doing that in a big pond, in a big, like, portable pond, swimming pool down there, and it's pretty awesome to see.
It says it can even capable of doing a 360-degree barrel rolls on the water.
Yep. The guy's crazy.
Okay. Now, the Jetovator will literally thrust you in the air from a water takeoff. You can fly up to 50 to 60 feet off the water surface.
And you better not be standing too close to the pond because the water goes everywhere.
Well, but the Jetovator, are you in it?
No. There's a guy riding it.
Oh. Well, you know, that's what I was wondering because I thought, why would you want to be shot 60 feet in the air? What happens at the end, you know, when the water goes away? There you are, 60 feet up in the air, heading south.
Would you like to ride it?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go in a dunk tank?
No. Let me tell a story about what Chris Schwaga did to me one time. She said, well, would you come on out and just be in a dunk tank? This was years ago when I was still naive.
It was
and
a fundraiser.
And I believed that she liked me. And so I go to the dunk tank, and I'm there. It's out there by the fair and by the exhibits. And so I'm there, and nobody's hitting the the thing. I'm insulting people, and they're throwing baseballs or trying to hit me and instead of the little thing there. And so finally one guy runs over, and he just hits it, and I drop into the water. So I'm soaking wet. And we're getting ready to head south. We're getting ready to head down to Sacramento down there. So we're kind of on a time schedule. So I get dunked in there a few more times, and I'm looking at the I'm looking in the water, and there's stuff floating in it. I'm going, what is this? And as I get out, my time was over. And then these two little kids are standing there, and they're holding these two little pigs. I go, hi, kids. They go, hi, are you finished? And I went, yeah, okay. And they dunked their pigs in the dunk tank. I said, what are y'all doing? He keeps them cool. It's pretty hot. So we dunk our pigs in the tank. And now nobody saw me. It's pig hair and pig other stuff. Oh. And I'm going, I look, Chris isn't there, and I know why. But the only good part was is Don Burton was right behind me, and I watched him get dunked in the tank. So instead of just washing myself off there in the bathroom, you know, kind of went home, scrubbed my body, poured hydrogen peroxide all over myself because I had been dunked in a pig cooling off tank at the fair. Thank you, Chris. I'll never forget it. It's been 9 years.
In all fairness, I didn't know the kids were doing that, and I'm really sorry to you listeners that I've even brought it up.
Yeah, you brought up the dunk tank because there is no forgiveness for that one. Okay, but there is forgiveness for something you did. You brought in Joanne Graham, who is probably one of the best artists of wildlife, of not just wildlife, but of hunting dogs, and she's with us. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you? You never heard that story, did you?
No, I hadn't heard that story.
Does it surprise you?
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Does that surprise you, though, that Chris would do that?
She's always good to me.
Okay.
So I don't know what you did to her, but she's always good to me.
I said yes. That's what I did. Okay. Now, you are probably one of the most well-known artists. When if you hit Joanne Graham and spell the name right, your name comes up first on Google. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
It comes up first because that's what I did. And it says, Joanne Graham, artist. So you click on it, And here it says, Gundog Productions. Is that the name of it?
Yes. Yes. Now I just go by Joanne Graham, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us how you got into this.
My mother was a wonderful artist, and so I grew up with it. And I think when she got sick of me, she said, here, kid, use these pastels and draw. And so I've got a picture I did of my pet duck when I was 7. So I've started way back when.
Pet duck.
Fluffy.
Wow. I had a pet chicken. His name was Rip.
You had a pet what?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Oh. It was on my grandma's farm.
Okay.
I came back. Chicken was gone.
Oh, no.
That's what happened to chicken. And my grandmother looked at my mother and, oh, it's off to school. Oh, I was little.
Oh,
I think
no.
I ate Rip that night. I'm not sure. I think I learned later on. Okay. So you, Chris, you've got one of her portraits.
She.
Or not. I don't think you call it a portrait, do you? Do you call it just a. What do you call it?
Yeah.
One of your works?
Yeah. But a painting.
A painting. Of?
Well, as you know, as most people know around here, I used to have the Clydesdales. I was the old folks' home for the Clydesdales. Now I'm just the old folks' home for me. But one of the Budweiser Clydesdales that I had was like their $1 million horse. And Joanne did a piece for me last year that was the photo was taken down at Sedona, Arizona. And right now it's hanging in my office, and it's absolutely fabulous. Joanne's a little too modest to tell you how really good she is, but she is an awesome artist, and she does. Lots of Labrador retrievers and ducks and all kinds of wonderful wildlife art.
Yeah, I see a on your website, it's a it's I don't know what kind of dog that is. I want to say it's a German, you know.
Wire hair?
Wire hair. Because uh-huh. I know it was a German, but it's not the short hair, it's the wire hair.
Yes.
On that. And some quail.
Yes.
That's cool. Now, your work appears on Ducks Unlimited, and you can get your... I guess you can get what you do, all your art, on different things. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I work a lot with conservation organizations like Ducks Unlimited and California Waterfowl Association and, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a lot of those. And it's a really good mix because they show my work, and so I'm seen that way. And then my paintings, they auction off my prints,
uh-huh.
and then it makes money for them. So it's good for both of us.
Well, now, you do labs. Would you say lab? I see it as one of the things you do as labradors. Is that one of the really cool – I mean, you're really into labs?
It's what's pretty much the most popular across the U.S. I've traveled all across the states doing shows. And the Labrador Retriever is the dog. And so I'll have people come into my booth and say, oh, she has nothing but labs. I go, no, I have other stuff. You just have to look around. But it's mainly labs.
And you've won all these types of awards from wildlife associations and everything and being they've taken your paintings, put them on stamps and all these kind of things.
You're a couple.
A couple. That's cool.
Yes, it was fun.
It is. My dad bought stuff from Ducks Unlimited, and one was a stamp like that. So what's happening here? You're in town?
I am in town. I'm staying with Chris, having a good time with her. And I have a booth set up, and I have my easel set there. And I keep my back to everybody, and I do artwork. And, that way they can see what I do. And I can stay busy, so it's all good.
I tell you what, if you look at Joanne Graham, and that's Joanne Graham, Graham, like the cracker.
Yes.
And just look it up and look at the paintings that she does and the things that she does. Now, you do commissions, too.
I do. I love to do commissions.
Okay. So if somebody, says, gosh, I just love my little dog and I'd love to have a painting.
Yes.
You could do that.
I love doing it because they're new faces.
She could do a great one for Elk Killer.
You know, I was thinking about that.
What kind of dog?
Elk Killer, I tell you.
Vicious, very vicious.
Elk Killer could drag down.
Yeah.
Maybe this dog right.
I was going to say, is it a Chihuahua?
No. Elk Killer is a Maltese Pom.
Okay,
but,
there you go.
With attitude, she struts.
Uh-huh.
She looks like a mop.
She looks like an Ewok.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, but she, but that's just her disguise. She goes out, she gets mean. Okay, so you do commission, and you're going to be down at the RV and show, so you can stop by your booth and look to get a real good examples of what you how you paint and what your art looks like. And then you do take commissions for people that would like to help. You know, and I used to think that's kind of strange until I got Elk Killer. No, I know people.
We love
people,
our dogs.
I know people buy. You know, oh my gosh, you know they love their dogs. They
yes.
do. And you know sometimes we just love them. You know. When we get the our vet in here on the once a month, mm-hmm. she says, "Yeah, people love their dogs too much. That's why all of them are like 20% overweight."
My pug is on a diet. Yeah,
you have a pug.
I have a pug and a standard poodle. The standard poodle is good. The pug, not so much. A little bit chubby.
Well, you know what? Pugs do what they want. You know, I've never trusted a pug since the movie Men in Black.
That's what Benjamin looks like.
That's
he
right.
looks
well,
like that
well,
one.
Well, they all look like that
no,
one.
No, Benjamin particularly, his nose is different.
Oh,
he
is
looks
right?
like Men in Black.
Yeah. Ever since the one, you know, remember it was an alien? I don't know. Chris
Frank.
Is Chris is looking at us with a strange look on her face.
It's
like
Frank.
She's never seen it. And he's shaking it.
Yes.
Talk to me. Talk to me. And all these people are looking at him shaking the pug.
Yep.
That was cool. All right. Okay. Anything else about the RV show? Except, you know what? I've got two more tickets to give away, which I'm going to wait. Don't call. I'm going to wait till the next hour. I've also got some other tickets that are going on. A lot of things going on this weekend. But you can go to the RV show in 4 hours, run through there, enjoy yourself. Just one of the things, Linda just lets me wander.
She takes your leash off and lets you
takes my leash off. You know, she's chipped me, though. And so just in case.
She put your shock collar on?
No. She just chipped me so she can always find me or somebody.
I think she ought to put your shock collar on.
You know what? You and your shock collar.
Oh, no,
you've done enough.
They're really good. They're really good. That makes it so that when she says, I need you now, you get there. Yeah.
Do you want to know
the... What is this about girls and shock collars for guys?
It's a girl thing. You want to know the hours of the show?
I do.
Opens at noon today. It's open till 7 o'clock. Opens at 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. Open till 7 on Saturday and 5 on Sunday.
Okay.
Want to know how much it costs?
Well, if you call in here, it's free.
But if you if don't you're have the right
it, if,
caller.
Yeah, if you're the right caller. Okay, so how much does it cost?
It's $7 for adults, $5 for seniors 65 and over, and that's all weekend long, $3 for kids 7 to 15. And it's free for kids 6 and under if they come with an adult, which you don't count as.
Well, thank you very much. Maybe I can get in for the kid price.
Well.
Yeah, never can tell.
Actually, I think you conned me out of a free ticket. So.
10. I got 10.
Oh, you got 10?
I got 10 more. I got 10 more.
I must have been drunk that day.
Well, you're going to have to get a lot, you know, be a lot more specific than that. That day. Hey, okay, last thing before we take a break is what's your favorite vendor there? What's your favorite part of the show?
Who the heck do you think?
I mean, really. Well,
okay, besides Joanne. Besides Joanne. Come on.
Well, besides Joanne, my favorite vendor used to be when I took the Clydesdales down there.
Yeah.
In fact, Joanne loved the Clydesdales because she's inside one of the buildings, and I used to take the Clydesdale inside the building and up to her booth so that they could visit with one another, which was always kind of exciting for the rest of the people in the building.
Yeah.
When I heard that, those hooves clomping, that was so good.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, they used to have the cooking, outdoor cooking.
We don't have the barbecue competition anymore. But, you know, there's all kinds of RVs and boats to look at.
Oh, yeah.
And besides
trucks,
all the events that are going on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got me into that one, too. The, what do you call that? The Dutch oven
Dutch cook-off. Oven cook-off?
Oh, my gosh. Linda and I went there the first time, and the guy says to us, just take one bite, you know, of the food. I got to take a break. We're so late. But what it was you had 12 competitors. You had three dishes per competitor. 36 dishes we had to taste and write something on. Let me tell you.
He bloated up and it was not pretty.
Well, and we had, and then that night, that Saturday, we had to run down to Wind River for their extravaganza and put costumes on and everything for that. I mean, it was like, I could go in there as the Pillsbury Doughboy because, my gosh, the food is just outstanding. But 36 bites? I know.
You poor thing.
Oh, God. We drug ourselves out of there running as fast as we could.
And he could hardly wait to judge the next year.
I did. We got back the next year. And then the year after that, we went into the Iron Chef or something. It was all. It's all great. It was good for. It's for good cause. All right. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow or today, start today and all through the weekend, and go in and see Joanne Graham. I tell you what. Look at her. Look at her website, because it's just outstanding in this kind of work she does. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It
you
was
bet.
Fun.
And Chris, it's always Chris time.
Hugs to you, Carl.
You know, people bring in their animals in here. You brought your little doggy.
Well, I didn't want to leave her out in my car out front.
No, you shouldn't. So. You know, and they bring in dogs from Haven Humane. And I get, my favorite was the goat. They brought the goat in, you know, a baby goat for something that was happening up in, I don't know, someplace, Happy Valley or something. And the goat deposited on our rug. And then the woman walks out without doing anything. I'm like,
not her problem, not her building.
Not anymore. Hey, okay, everybody, head on out there, and I'll give away a couple more tickets here in the next 10 or 15 minutes so you, too, can go out there and see Joanne Graham. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. Now through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR. Good morning, everybody. It's like 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I hope at 8 o'clock we've got Congressman Lamoff on. I'm not promising anything because, you know, they've changed their people around. And I've been sending emails to people. I haven't gotten any responses back. So maybe Maybe it's gone to the wrong person over there. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place to work out or to have a great time while you're working out than Wellgate Sports Club. It's got an indoor saltwater pool. It's got Boheme Spa. And Boheme Spa has got so many great things to it. They've got new programs they're doing over at the at Wellgate Sports Club. They're doing a spinning and a yoga class. You spin. And then you go over to, you know, and work yourself out really well. And then you go over and stretch and get those muscles relaxed before you have to head on out of there. And at Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, clean, large facility, great people there. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just stop in there and say, hey, I'd like to have a tour. It is a fabulous place. Okay, what else we got here? Okay, this I'm going to say this without comment. Okay, there's two things I'm going to say without comment. They are Debbie Shelton, 42, of Siskiyou County, was arrested for allegedly having sex with three Shasta, Mount Shasta High School football players. Allegedly. She's arrested for sexually exploiting them. I'm not going to make any comments on this. She's 42, and it wasn't, they didn't say that she, you know, that she assaulted them or it was rape. It was just sexually exploiting them. She's a 42-year-old blonde that allegedly romped with three football players. Okay, no comment. Obama, however, did you know all the things that Obama did in the last, like, 2 days when he was there? He signed a bunch of bills. He signed a bunch of executive orders and all these things. One of them was to ban all lead from public lands, from the national wildlife sanctuaries. So that means not only lead shot if you're hunting birds, but also lead sinkers. You know, when you're using, you know, when you're fishing, you know, you have a sinker, weights, they're all lead. And he banned all of it. Well, the new head of the interior, the former SEAL, outdoorsman, he's also a conservationist. First thing he did was his first day of work, he rode up to the Department of Interior on a horse with the guards that run, the Park Service guards that they have around Washington, D.C. that ride the horses. He rode in with them on a horse. Is that great? First thing he did was he canceled that order. The second thing he did was he told his people to take a look on how can we get more of our national lands open to the public. So many of them have been shut down. The roads have been shut down. Areas have been shut down. So nobody can get in there. He says there's millions of people that would love to be out on our national lands. This is the America's lands. He says it would raise billions to help take care of this land and would provide outdoor opportunities for so many. And he's absolutely right. Under the Obama administration, they slowly were just cutting people off from access to our national parks and our national wildlife sanctuaries and other places. And we had that problem right up here when they were cutting off the roads. Remember? Oh no, can't use those roads. Well, it just kept people from going out there, and they can do anything they want at these lower levels. Just they can make up their mind. Yeah, I'll just cut this off. And they're not elected. The only way you're going to get it to change, I guess, is if you have an act of Congress or you have somebody that's new from the interior that's over all this stuff. So a big shout out to this guy that did this. And the fact is that he does understand conservation. He doesn't understand hunting and fishing, which is when you're either going to have access to public lands to be able to hunt and fish. Otherwise, you're just going to have people going on private lands and just people with money that can afford to hunt on the lands. If you close off all of our national lands, it was a great move. Okay. We'll be back after this messages, hopefully with Congressman LaMalfa The we got a couple other things to talk about too. I'd like to discuss how what Pelosi did at the at Trump's speech. What she did and the and other people like her during a part of the speech. It, you know, it's low. But then there were some things that were even lower that happened after that. We need to talk about that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Community talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Rear Admiral James Kilby says America will continue to patrol the South China Sea to ensure freedom of navigation and overflight in that disputed region of the world.
We're going to continue to reassure our allies and friends. We're going to continue to demonstrate that international waters are waters where everyone can sail, where everyone can conduct commerce and merchant traffic.
Kilby's comments came even as China is reportedly moving to install missile defense systems on islands it recently constructed there. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself turns down the temperature on Capitol Hill.
Prior to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' news conference, many Democrats on Capitol Hill were calling for him to recuse himself or resign over the issue of alleged Russian involvement in the U.S. elections. Now that he's recused himself, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Sessions made the right move.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. House Speaker Paul Ryan, meanwhile, joining the growing consensus of outrage on Capitol Hill over a rising number of anti-Semitic incidents around the country,
including phone threats to several Jewish community centers in his home state of Wisconsin.
These threats and these attacks on Jewish Americans are vile and disgusting.
Speaking on behalf of the entire House, Ryan added,
"We've got to stand to help root out this evil wherever it may surface. These are disgusting acts of violence and vandalism and of bigotry, and they must be rejected."
Ryan's comments follow recent acts of vandalism at Jewish cemeteries in Pennsylvania and Missouri.
That is Wally Hines reporting. Federal authorities say an airport baggage handler is accused of stealing firearms from passengers' bags in Austin and trading them for marijuana.
I guess that's maybe the chance you take when you travel.
That's Austin, Texas air traveler Melanie Hoke, who spoke to KVUE-TV. The 25-year-old suspect, Jaquan Johnson, surrendered to FBI agents on Wednesday on charges that include possession of stolen firearms. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
U.S. services companies expanded in February at the fastest pace since October of 2015.
The Institute for Supply Management says its services index rose to 57.6 last month from 56.5 in January. The services sector has now expanded for 86 straight months. Production, new orders, and hiring grew faster in February. 16 services industries reported growth in February, led by utilities companies and mines.
That is Jeremy House reporting. A jury in Salt Lake City has acquitted former Utah Attorney General John Swallow of bribery and evidence tampering. Swallow could have been sentenced up to 30 years in prison had he been convicted. Last night's verdict capped off a three-week trial in one of the highest-profile scandals in state history, and it marked a moment of redemption for Swallow, who endured a stunning fall from grace nearly 3 years ago when he resigned from office before he was charged with those crimes. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. The company behind Snapchat closed on a high note in its Wall Street debut, proof of, at least for now, that there is investor demand for the young but still unproven tech company. USC student Amelia Mantooth told the USA Today Network that she's not surprised that Snapchat's doing well.
I think Snapchat would be a really good investment because people use it all the time. It's, like, really popular. I think people use it a lot more than they do, like, Facebook or anything like that. So I think it really can only grow. And now that they have ads on it, I think they can make a lot of money from it. So I think it would be a smart investment.
Snap Inc.'s IPO was one of the most anticipated for a technology company since Twitter's in 2013 and Facebook, which made its Wall Street debut back in 2012. Stocks were off to a mixed start ahead of that speech by Fed Reserve Chair Janet Yellen later in the day. Investors will be listening for any clues on whether the central bank plans to raise interest rates again later this month. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Fives. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 3rd of March, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hey, everybody having a great day? I hope so. There's so many things going on this weekend, I don't know where to begin. But Jared, what's it look like for weather here for the whole weekend, everybody?
All right. Well, it's currently 40 degrees here downtown. Today it's going to be partly sunny during the day, high of 61, a low of 45, with a 50 to 80% chance of rain in the evening. On Saturday, it's going to be an 80% chance of rain with a high of 54, low of 38. On Sunday, we're going to have a 70% chance of rain with a high of 50, a low of 36. And on Monday, we have a high of 50, a low of 40, with a 70% chance of rain during the day with a slight chance of showers at night.
Okay, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business operating out of Anderson. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They do have discounts for seniors and veterans there at Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to find a better place in town to buy your jewelry. Different types of jewelry. It is the only full-service jewelry store in town. State Jewelry, they've got the only trained watch repairman. The only watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They can do it all. Great people down there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Well, it looks like Congressman LaMoff is not going to be here, and his Quacker Jack staff didn't mention it to me until we called in the last minute and a half. So we're going to have open line Friday. Now, if you've got anything, and you're out there, I know are the things that are kind of like bothering you. Or why is this happening? Or why don't they do this? Or other comments. And we'll just start here. Let's start with what happened at Trump's speech. First of all, even the Democrats, I know it hurt them to say this, even the Democrats said that was a good, you know, his speech to Congress when he addressed Congress was great. Maybe they didn't say use the word great. They couldn't find anything to attack him on. And except, okay, now get this. This is how low some people can get. Is when President Trump turned to the widow of that Navy SEAL who had been killed inaction, going after some bad guys, looking for some information, was killed. She gets a standing ovation, and she is just touched. You can see it. You know, she's just crying and all this. And then, you know, he said a couple of words, and another standing ovation. Everybody was up. Well, no, not everybody. Nancy Pelosi didn't stand up. She and another couple of her Democrat friends, they refused to stand and they refused to applaud. You know, we've done it once. That's enough. And when you think about that, you think that that's low. I mean, that's just low. But it gets worse. Now you had trolls out there on social media saying things. Saying things about her. You've got something turned on here, buddy. Okay? No, I can hear people. All right? Okay, fine, but I'm not there yet. She was saying, this one guy said that called her an idiot, and he worked at Liberty Advisor Group. He calls her an idiot for letting Trump use her. Now, this is the widow of a Navy SEAL killed in action. Well, immediately the uproar on this, including another SEAL, wrote to the president of Liberty Advisors and said, you have this person working for you, and if you think this is okay, you have no honor, you have no courage, and, you know, and he went on. And it was no blasphemy or anything like that in there. Liberty Advisor Group then issues a statement saying, no, this man represents nothing of how we believe and what we stand for and how much we love this country and we support our veterans, and we fired him. And they fired him that day. Meanwhile, the guy tries to come back up on with a different way of coming up on social media, and the SEALs found that one, and it shut down. Now, here's the thing is the Navy SEAL said, hey, I'm more than happy to go talk to him and explain to him why this was a bad move. Now, of course, that'll never happen because the guy's a coward. That's what cowards do. They attack women. They don't attack men. They attack women. All right, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning. I'm sorry. It's Congressman LaMalfa?
Yeah.
Oh, sir, I thought it was Rally Sally, but it's not. It's Congressman LaMalfa. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Well, you know what? I just got a phone call from your guys. Said you weren't going to be here.
Oh, well, little do they know.
They said, oh, didn't you get the message that he had to cancel? I went, no. So.
Well, probably part of that is I got off the plane last night late, but I do have a little doc visit this morning, so it's going to limit me pretty much. So,
okay.
But let's do what we can.
A what visit? A what visit?
A doctor's visit.
Oh, I hope you're okay.
Yeah, for conservatives, I'm in great shape, and for liberals, too bad.
Too bad. Are you using Obamacare?
Well, we were forced into it to be in the Washington, D.C. exchange. Members of Congress are required, like pretty much everybody else, to do it, so we didn't get out of that either.
Okay, tell me, and I'm just going to run through. We won't go through a commercial here because I don't have you very long. What did you think of the speech? I saw you there, you know, on the aisle, or at least you'd moved over.
No, I staked out that seat a little ahead of time because a couple things I had in mind was being able to greet our new president. And the first time by, I thanked him for his attention to Northern California and specifically on the crisis we had with Oroville Dam and all that, and his immediate attention to declaring it an emergency to make it eligible for whatever it needs to be eligible for in the, you know, near future. So on the federal, you know, FEMA type of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that was cool. And then on the way out?
On the way out, I told him two things. I said, sir, that probably has to be the best speech I've seen in this place in 30 years, and people of Northern California are praying for you.
That's great. You know what? It was a great speech. It just knocked the air out of the ones that were against him, and I hope it just buoyed the support for those that are for him.
You know, the left is really having a deep to find things to be angry about. I mean, you know, like that jackass you were talking about a minute ago that was saying those things about
the widow,
Steele's wife, the widow. Yeah, like really? I mean. that was an incredibly emotional moment for all of us looking at her up there enduring that, you know? It was just, it was really hard. And I don't care who was standing down, sitting down or not standing up or whatever. I'm not even here to get into that. You know, Kratz can't deal with that, whatever. But that was just one of the most poignant things I've seen in a long, long time. And it shows me that President Trump, for all the things that might not be perfect about him, because, you know, last I looked, perfect people don't run for office. I think he has a heart for the American people, big time. And it shows there, and the stuff he does off camera, you know. But, you know, it isn't about him. It's about her, her loss, and what that fella did over there, and the things that are still coming out about how actually there was even more good things that came from that operation that he was involved with, you know. So, I mean, it's just yeah, selflessness, and it's awesome.
Hey, did you, okay, and it is, and I was just, when you see things like that, I just want to go see the guy. I just would like to go talk to him, and I don't mean assault him, but just look at him. What kind of person are you? Look him in the eyes and say, what kind of person are you that you could do something like this?
Well, after they do that little thing, they go back to their little coven somewhere and then hatch up more things. So, it's just...
He got fired. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. At least they were smart enough to see the PR in that.
Oh. Hey, Congressman Sessions recused himself. That was a good move, it appears.
Yeah, I think so. It just takes any of that stuff, any of that manipulation they can make out of it, even though we have pictures of Chuck Schumer talking to Putin and Claire McCaskill talking to the ambassador of Russia. I mean, senators are in a pretty important position, especially some of those committees, and so they speak to people like this. And so when you have just right there glaring evidence on the other side of the aisle with Clinton receiving contributions to their foundation, manipulating uranium sales and building, getting paid by one of those entities that got the money paid to it, and nothing really gets said about that. That's a direct manipulation. I just can't believe these people.
Yeah, but I think that when he recused himself, a smart political move, said, okay, fine, we'll just, I'll just not be involved with this thing. And
There's plenty of people in his organization that do it. He didn't have to be in the middle of it. So, it takes away any question in that sense, even though I think what we know about him as senator, he's really pretty much untouchable. So, to have conversations with people from foreign governments and the ambassadors and the dignitaries from that and have it flipped into that, it shows how desperate the left is to... they want their own Hillary moment, and they want to pin something on something on the Trump side so they can have their Hillary, corruption thing on the 180 degree, you know?
Well, the difference is that in the Indiana law, he could do that, I guess, from what I read.
I'm not sure what you're saying, but sure.
Yeah. Hey, this question came up the other night at a dinner, and it's, they said that, and it was interesting, but... They said in Trump's budget, he has done away with the National Endowment of Arts, NPR, and all of those things. And I was surprised at the amount of intensity shown by several people who are, by the way, Trump voters and all that, that were not for that.
Well, I haven't seen that is true, or if that is conjecture about what they think will be in the Trump budget. I haven't seen those items,
Okay.
But a lot of people for a long time have really said, why are we supporting this stuff, especially since some of them aren't playing it down the middle? There's a lot of critique of the NPR being, left-leaning, this and that. And the arts, some of the stuff that we get as value, so to speak, for what people are putting in, there's a lot of garbage art going out there that's very disrespectful of certain people's values and sensibilities, even their religions. And so why, taxpayers wondering why they're paying for that? It's one thing to be helping with what... young people are doing here and give them opportunities in school to have arts programs. But when we're in the place we are with a $20 trillion debt and our borders in tatters, our military's in tatters, some of our other aid programs are having trouble as well. I mean, you kind of have to start looking for things that are priority, and those are things that tend to lead more towards the luxury side, especially since they can do their own fundraising on NPR. I mean, go ahead, have ads. It's like Carl has to go out and hustle ads for his show. Why are they?
I was going to say, if you're going to give to NPR, I'd like to be on. I'd like to, have a grant. Most of us would.
Yeah. So I mean, is it cut at all? I haven't seen the line item. I haven't seen that this is what's going on. But, you know, sacrifices are going to be made in harder times. And you know, the military, what it sacrificed under this previous administration and the Clinton era, you know, we can't, this isn't making the world more secure. The U.S. has looked to. But I also like, on the other hand, that President Trump is asking the NATO countries, you know, you guys, you need to step forward, too. You know, why is the U.S. paying for everything over there? And, you know, give Japan more autonomy to do their own defense as well. So it shouldn't be the U.S. footing the whole bill for everybody else. That doesn't make us a good ally, a good partner, but come on, let's see the bottom line.
I saw another article where 88% of all the major, you know, the mainstream media's coverage of Trump was negative. And
we know what that is. Yeah. We know they're all in the bag for the other side on that. So I really don't take them seriously. NBC is the worst of the big three. You know, this goes all the way back to, I think, the 70s when they put exploding bombs in General Motors pickup trucks so they could get their gas tank story that they wanted. And then who was it? Brian Williams there and his nonsense. And, you know, I don't know if you trust them. You got to find alternative media and you got to kind of play it down the middle with how you see information and is it plausible or not.
Well, you know, so, go to your New community
York Times,
radio.
New York Times is just birdcage liner. Those guys are completely biased and just a bit. And the LA Times, I see a lot of articles by them. Every day it's an article written on an anti-Trump negative. They're out there looking for things. And when they don't find them, then they magnify them 100 times so it does look like something. So, you know, no one should really buy these guys too much. But you have to discern no matter what your source is.
Okay, Congressman, you know, I know, like you said, you're in a hurry here. But what's the big thing that you're going to be working on? I know that, you know, what's the next big thing that we could be looking for up here in the North State that could have an impact on us?
Well, as you know, that I'm on a new committee called Transportation Infrastructure. This week, we approved a package of VA clinics, new buildings that can go in around the country. Now, yes, I hear what you might be thinking on behind that. Oh, great, more buildings, less stuff. And believe me, that crosses my mind. Do we really want to reward them with buildings instead of pushing them to do better what they're supposed to be doing? Well, the Reading situation, you know, in evaluating it, they're spread out at least two buildings. The new one will be coming online sometime in the near future. It'll consolidate two buildings and then net yield 50% more square feet, which will allow for more of the type of testing equipment and things that means veterans can get it at the VA and not have to be shipped to Sacramento or Martinez or something.
Absolutely.
Or have to go out there and fight with the Veterans Choice Act, which I understand Carl Blatt has had some pretty good luck with lately.
Well,
the first couple of years, it wasn't so great, and it wasn't doing what Congress had laid out. So
I think
we will be hopeful at the Reading Clinic.
Yeah. Well,
excuse me, we'll be staffed properly, and that's the thing. They have to have the staff, and they also have an atmosphere where the staff wants to work there. And that's been part of it, too. So we'll be moving all those things forward in a positive direction on that. So we think, well, okay, we're going to get you your building, but you blankly blank better well perform in this. And so we have new people coming in charge of VA, not just the secretary himself, but some others just below the secretary that we're really excited about, who's been looking into some of the corruption and talking to our office and talking our language. So, you know, it still takes a little while to get things up to speed. So for our veterans listening, yeah, if you're still having problems, it takes a while to weed out some of the bad apples here. And I don't know if you ever get rid of all of them in civil service, but, you know, we really believe we have the wind in our sails to get better service and better treatment for veterans at VA. And again, a lot of them say, hey, I get good service. You know, like the Reno, the folks on the east side of our district, they do pretty good with Reno on the claim side and their little clinics. We got a better ratio here because we're stuck with the Oakland Claims Office. So go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, and I have had really great service here at the VA clinic. I know some people, others that haven't, but I think a new mindset will really make a big difference. But it's going to take a generational approach to this because there are people there. They've come up through a bureaucracy that they, you know, that everybody's just a number. They get paid every 2 weeks. They don't really care. It's going to take a complete shift in how people think and how they perform out there. So,
well,
but at least it started. It started, though.
The work starts at the ground up, but the attitude has to be conveyed from the top down. And so,
absolutely,
you know, if the president, you know, we know that he's spoken and cares about the issue, and that his secretary is going to reflect positively on that. Well, you know, to me, as I've said before, if you're coming in new, you can look at the whole system and say, here's what's wrong, here's what's wrong, here's what's wrong. It's not my fault. You don't have to worry about the fault game, which a lot of bureaucracies do. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be one blamed for it, therefore we're just going to bury it and hide it and try and patch it up with more of the same and throw more money at it. No, let the new guy or new gal come in and say, look, here's what the real backlog is. Here's how many people really aren't being served. And you start in the basement, and everything you do from there is good. It's if you want an award, then you maybe are more likely to get an award by starting in the basement. But you know, the guys we want we don't care about them wanting awards. They just or bonuses until we show they're getting the job done. So that would apply pretty much for any branch, but had its glaring problems.
Well, perhaps if it starts to be run like a regular business, things will happen that way. Where if you have something that's non-performing, guess what? You don't get a bonus for non-performance.
Exactly, and that's what's so insulting to veterans, to taxpayers, to those of us that make the laws that have worked to undo those bonuses, and they just slap a different name on and hand them out another way. So I think we've got that pretty much quelled for now.
Well, I think that the start is there. I mean, it feels like the start is there. I mean, how long has it been? 6 weeks? It doesn't even
January 20 till now. Yeah, we're coming up on about that. Yeah.
Well, it's been interesting to see what's happened. Do you see him continuing
really,
on?
It's really so refreshing, Carl. You know.
Yeah. How is it back there?
I am just the first 2 years kind of stunk. I mean, excuse me, the first 4 years in that sense. Yes, I was excited to be in Congress, and we were able to do some things, but not the kinds of leaps and bounds you want to do. Look at his secretaries. Look at his brand new Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, who I served with when I started getting here. He's a cool guy, Navy SEAL, and good Montanan, you know. And so the first thing he does, well, the very first thing he did was once he was sworn in, when he rode to work yesterday, he rode in on a big horse with a big black hat on, with an escort by park police on horses.
Yeah.
He said, this is how things are going to be different around here. Wow. Compare that to that Sally Jewell gal. Huh. And one of the first orders he does is to get rid of the Obama declaration not being able to use lead bullets or lead weights in fishing. This is a guy who loves to hunt and fish, and he knows the difference. And so
he also wants to open up national lands to the public, which is a great idea, you know, instead of closing it off, which has happened over the last 8 years.
Well, it is the public's lands, and yes, we know about sensitive areas, but that doesn't mean you have 1.3 million acres of new sensitive area in Utah. You know, let's find those zones where you have, Indian sacred sites that, let's protect those. So you have a particular area of old growth, well, let's not be logging that. But that doesn't mean it's every acre from here to Mississippi. It's a little more discernment on that.
Yeah.
You know, that Obama and Clinton and the Democrats have been just, they want to put everything in college so we can preserve it for future generations of Americans and all that like that.
Hey, Congressman,
just not having to hear that kind of talk anymore out of administration is just refreshing, because it's just manipulative and it's not true.
Yeah, Congressman, last question here. Obamacare. A lot of people are saying, hey, what are the Republicans going to do? You know, they said they were going to repeal it. They're going to change it. This isn't a overnighter.
No, it never was going to be an overnighter, and whatever comes of it will require a transition to do it, because we've had this turkey foisted upon us for several years now, and so you don't just undo it and not have people not to be negative affected by this. So our friends on the right that say, just repeal it and throw it away, well, that's not really realistic, and I consider myself very right as well, but you also have to take into account how things work in this process, and there are real needs for real people on the poor end of the scale, right?
Oh, yeah.
What they do in the past, they went in the emergency room. Now, they say, well, the Democrats are claiming, well, there's 20 million people who now have coverage. Well, guess what? Every time I talk to people that are actually the health care providers, they can't hardly afford to take that terrible health insurance, because it's not that much different than what they're receiving in Medi-Cal for reimbursement. And, doctors, they have to make a living. They have to pay for all the attorneys. They have to pay for all the insurance. They have to pay to keep the lights on. They have to do all that stuff. Everybody thinks, oh, doctors are just rich. They can absorb it. No, not these newer generations. You know, I talk to young ones coming in, and they really don't even want to have a practice anymore. They'd rather just be part of a conglomerate where they can go 8 to 5, 9 to 5, and, you know, go home. Well, then that's the personal touch of being taken out of healthcare.
And they get paid.
Well, we need single payer. You know, Obamacare didn't work because you guys didn't support it. We just need single payer. Hey, if single payer looks like what the VA health system has been for years, only magnified by 14 times, no thank you. Okay? We need to have the private sector be able to deliver health care, deliver it reasonably without the needless regulations, lawsuits, giant insurance policies they need to do their job, and make it fun to be a doctor again. You know?
What about the reformation of the pharmaceutical companies?
You know, drugs are expensive, especially the miracle ones. But I'm not the first to jump in line and say, let's bash on them, because what it takes to invent a drug is pretty intense, and to get it approved by FDA. And for every one that they get through that does amazing things, three or four they may have spent $1 billion each on. So the idea that we can do socialized drug pricing means that they will never be invented, because most of them are invented in America, where they have socialized pricing in Canada or Europe or wherever. Yeah. They're actually using American-derived drugs, by and large. The research is done here, therefore the research gets paid for by here. They need more regulation. You know, they need some level of it, but they need a market that allows them to thrive.
And I understand that, but you know, the advertising of drugs.
Don't start me on that. I hate those drug ads.
Every
other ad is an attorney for suing somebody for drugs or medical products, or the drugs themselves. And
right.
You spend 2.5 minutes listening to an ad about all the ways the drug might kill you or might affect your pregnancy.
That right there would save hundreds of millions of dollars if they couldn't advertise the drugs.
Well, is it First Amendment to allow them to advertise or not? But what I would say is, like, why don't you just do a 30-second ad instead of a 2-minute one with all the lawyer disclaimers in it? So do not take Chantix if you believe that, I mean, come on. It's the ads are just, I have to mute the thing because, or I turn the channel, I'm not watching the news anymore. So definitely part of the reform needs to be a better free market where we can bring, whether it's the doctors themselves, the hospitals themselves, that don't have these needless costs being forced upon them. And, you know, again, if nobody's inventing the drugs, then you're not going to have these miracle drugs that people are really happy about when they do these things and helping to control, cancer or all the other amazing things they do. So, now, my apologies for drug companies, no, but I do see that there's a business side of it that if they can't recoup what their costs are on inventing something, then they're not going to go out and invent them anymore, and we'll all just be taking aspirin.
Well, one a day. It solves everything. Pirate mist, this thieves mist. You know, that works too. You just spray it on your face. It keeps the keeps sickness away from you. Hey, Congressman, I know you got to run. I appreciate you being with us, and please convey my apologies to your whole staff after what I said to him this morning.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said, so why didn't you guys tell me he wasn't going to be on? Oh. But
yeah, we'll see.
You came on, so see, it was just like, okay.
They didn't even tell me that. I did it autonomously, sir.
See, what I mean, because you come through. I mean, because on the first Friday of every month, you're going to be on Carl and Linda's show.
Right. I don't always tell them everything I do either, so that's makes it interesting, because, hey, they care greatly about me doing what I need to do and get where I'm at.
I understand.
They also know there was a long slog getting home last night on the airplane, and I had an early dock appointment, so I thought, well, maybe they assumed on that, and I thought, no, let's just knock it out. So anyway,
thanks.
Good things are happening. The president had a great speech, and I think there's just a lot of excitement for that, because we're seeing that we're going to put things in a more productive, freedom, individual-oriented American way of doing things, and the left is going crazy on that. They're out there demanding town halls and demanding this and demanding that. Well, I wasn't raised that you just come in and start yelling at somebody and get things,
Well, there's going to be, I think you can enjoy this for the next few years. We lost the congressman, so Thanks a lot, Congressman Limbaugh. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving in North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and air conditioning systems. Voted best in the North State. This is who we use. These guys are great, a veteran-owned business. 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. Now through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBye. Good morning. It's Friday, the 3rd of March. 41 degrees out there, going up to 61. Today, we're going to start the rain this afternoon. It's going to be a little rain tomorrow and Sunday, but you've got a lot of things to do. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. Okay, a lot of things going on. Okay, the last thing that I talked to Congressman Moffitt, the thing about town hall meetings, he says, you know, he's going to have town hall meetings, but he also understands is that they're rallying people for all these town hall meetings, and not necessarily from our area, but they come bring them in from other areas, like the Bay Area, and they want to make a point, you know, shouting and yelling and all these things. Well, a town hall meeting is some place to exchange ideas. Not to get into screaming matches and try to outshout people and interrupt like the ones when they were doing it. And they were trying to sing the national anthem, and people were saying, get on with it, and interrupting the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. Come on. Come on. So, you know what? The Tea Party. I don't know about Tea Party. I didn't go to any meeting where people were getting shouted down and all that kind of stuff. Bottom line is this. People have a right to talk to their congressman. They have a right to say, hey, I am not happy about this. I am not happy that what you're doing with medical care. I'm not happy about immigration. I'm not happy. But let him, you know, tell him what it is. Let him answer without screaming and shouting and booing and throwing things. And then the next person gets up. You know, and if this town hall takes like 3 hours of people asking, every one of them asking, well, I don't think you should do this. I don't think you should do this. But stating it and letting him answer the question. You may not like the answer. But, you know, this is an elected representative. You got a large majority for this last election. So of this area, how it feels. So you need to do that on those kind of things. But you should always show up at those town hall meetings. It's great. Okay. I talked about Pelosi and Warren. I talked about this other guy. Okay. There is a variety of other things that are going on in the world here. When you see it, did you see where a European Union may slow down the number of visas for Americans coming over to Europe? You know, how, you know, we're going through this and, you know, slowing down the people coming in from these seven countries or really going into extreme vetting with the Syrians. So now the European Union is thinking about limiting the number of visas to Americans to travel to Europe. I think, of course, that's ludicrous. But then again, it's a European Union, and so what else are you going to think? Okay, other things that are going on, Costco. Right here in town, Costco has said, has presented a plan for their new buildings. You know, there's going to be so much building going on around here that don't sell Redding short. You got Costco building in. You've got the Redding Rancheria is going to build on the new casino and other. And there's going to be other stores there. Trust me. It's not just going to be the casino there. And I know you haven't had a chance to see the drawings or the way the architect looks, but it's beautiful. I mean, it's not going to be a monstrosity that you see coming into town that some people are afraid of. But it's also going to have other stores there, anchor stores that I just have the feeling that it's going to be a great store, that it's going to fit into the outdoors. It's going to be a great store. Great marketing place. So you've got all these things happening right now in Redding, and as we had with EDC on with Wednesday on these new startups and these entrepreneurs. So there's so many things going on. And now with a new sense of business and a new set of priorities by President Trump. And somebody else, Rally Sally, said the other thing that he did besides the lead and the lead sinkers and lead shot and opening up more lands, he did away with the Waters of the USA Act. Now you say to yourself, oh my God, what's that? That act, it wasn't just the open waters. It also put ditches and watering holes under the control of the EPA. Now these are the guys that would, if you tried to dig a stock pond, put a $1,000 a day fine on you. For that, on your own property, building a stock pond that wasn't even have water in it all the time. They put $1,000 a day fine on this rancher. So you got to think about this. You got to think about all these things, the EPA, the Department of the Army Engineers, and all these other things did that happened over the last 8 years and how it impacted on people. And the magnification of government, the imposition of government over you, and what and on these things. You know, we know people here in town. I know them personally. Been to their house, that the Corps of Engineers got into their backyard, yes, over a little ditch thing there, and they threatened them with big fines and all this. It's just absolutely stupid. It's another thing of overreach by the government. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Changes at Bastiani Arms, but the changes are good. The new selections of guns and ammo, their concealed carry classes are just outstanding. The things that they do there, the customer service is just remarkable. They've been in the business for 8 years, locally owned, locally operated, great veterans discounts. Let them have a chance to beat the big box stores' prices. Check with Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter till nine exactly.
The Redding Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Redding Gun Show, this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
On Friday, March 10th, Trade School at the Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2017, an evening of elegant dining and entertainment, along with the Craftsman Silent Auction and an art gallery hosted by the Shasta County Arts Council. Proceeds will go to support trade training. Please visit ShastaBE.com or call 221-5556. Food, fun, and fundraising. No, you don't have to be an electrician to attend. All are welcome.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. Now through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us. Just a
small town girl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. So many things to do this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, from a chip less than this, a little bitty chip, to cracks over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. A veteran-owned business. He does outstanding work. Guarantees his work. This is not a fly-by-night. operations on the road. You see on the road here, we'll fix that. No, this is an outstanding place to get your windshields fixed. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. All right, let's go to the phones. Chris.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Yeah, you mentioned about Obama signing the banning of lead out in the environment as he was leaving the office.
Yeah.
I just recently read on one of the outdoor organizations' websites that support all our hunting and fishing rights that the gentleman in charge of California Department of Fish and Wildlife did the exact same thing as he walked out the door to retirement. He signed that bill banning all lead out in the environment.
Yeah, well, this thing went on for a while. They've got, you know, that they're phasing out lead in California. I think by the time 2020 rolls around, you're not supposed to be shooting lead anywhere on a public property, anywhere, and maybe on private property too. I'd have to check on it, but yeah, they're phasing out everything in the state of California.
I don't know if there's any way we're going to have any recourse to try to stop that from going through as far as the sinkers for fishing and all the other stuff too.
Well, I don't know if they brought up, they did not bring that part up. This was just lead shot and lead bullets. They didn't say,
the article I read did say sinkers in it.
It did. Well, you know, see, and that's the kind of things that, you know, we're living in California. And so I don't know what you can do about it. You know, the state says, okay, this is the way we want it. And if you believe in states' rights of some kind, I think we just have to live with it. I'm thinking about all the ammunition I have that I've got to shoot between now and then.
Exactly. I know the feeling.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go out and just shoot a lot, you know, put that in the environment. Okay.
And another thing that just kind of highlights this is I recently tried to place an order with Cabela's for a particular type of fishing lure I like to use.
Yeah.
And it came back and said they will not ship it to California.
Wow. A fishing lure?
Yes, it's a knockoff version of a Castmaster that Cabela's carries.
Yeah.
And I called and I asked the lady, I called back and I asked, I go, why won't you ship this? And she said it's due to the California lead ban.
Oh, lead ban. Maybe it's got lead in the paint or something.
Well, I think it's probably in the composite of the metal.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, I'll be darned. Well, you know what? You can't buy other things. If you wanted to buy, I understand that somebody went over there and tried to buy magazines. And they wanted to see some ID. And if you've got a California driver's license, they won't sell them to you.
Yeah, I imagine there's going to be a lot of that going on in all the borders.
Yeah, because people got they went back and they sued them. So, you know, I think that, you know, what's going on with California is that we're going to be stuck until, you know, unless there's a total change of heart, and I don't see that happening right away.
Well, I know also hidden within that ammunition bill, there is a significant amount of money that's going to go to fund law enforcement to watch you go in and out of the border.
Oh, of course. Anyway. Okay, Chris, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Hey, I got two tickets. Two tickets for that lady who's been calling every time. I got two tickets to the Boat Spartan Sport and RV Show. You've called like five times, and you've always been second. Well, we're going to try and get these to you, all right? Other people can call, too, because I have two more tickets. And I'm going to talk, as soon as we get the Sport and RV Show given away, we're going to, I took that piece of paper, so.
And the pen.
And the pen. Here's the pen. Here's a pen. There. And then I'm going to give away a couple more tickets to the Sundial Film Festival. In fact, if you want the Sundial Film Festival all day pass this Saturday, these are like $20 tickets. And you can have two of those just by calling. Excuse me, I'm choking to death here. Okay, so this weekend we have, starting today, the Sports and RV Show starts at noon, goes through the weekend. We have the Gun Show. Patrick Jones puts this on, and it's a Holiday Inn, and that's going to be Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, the 2017 Sundial Film Festival, all day pass on Saturday. You know, when things start happening, they start happening fast, and they start doing. Now, other things. I wasn't even going to bring this up because I don't even know. This is going to be another of those others that are non-comment. Condoms. They've invented a condom that also measures sexual performance. That's the headline. I didn't even want to get into that. No comments after that. You can look that up if you want to. All right. So I don't. The world's going too fast for me. The world is just going way too fast for me nowadays. You know, when I start seeing things like that. You know, when I start seeing that your jobs are going away. Oh, Carl's Jr. has started. They've put 1,000 kiosks into their fast food places. What's that mean? That means all those people that want the $15 an hour wages. Well, 1,000. I don't know how many thousand people lost their jobs over that. And it's to this is just a start. You know, the biggest problem with workers in the future is going to be automation. When you have robots doing everything, when you have robots literally, for warehousing, that they can go back and forth in the warehouse, put it in the right spot, bring it out, load it into a truck. Where it used to take a person on a forklift, Jared, you know, you remember, you know, in your forklifts and all this, when they'd be moving stuff around. And now they've got to have robots. They just go in there, pick that stuff up, and take it to where it's supposed to be and drop it off. And they're going to pay more for it at first. But, you know, that thing will last for 30 years, 40 years. So the money's going to be in repairing that or programming those to work like that. But how many jobs do you think will just disappear just with that one thing? When they have that robot that can go in with the extension of arms, lift up things, put it back down, and just move. I mean, they've got it almost right now. Mail delivery in a lot of places it's by a robot. It comes to a spot, it delivers the mail, and just keeps going. It works 24 hours a day if you want it to. I think that when we start seeing things like that, that the, being able, those jobs that we used to have, used to be available for people. How long is it going to be before it's not? You know, they're talking, you know, driverless trucks that deliver things in a city. I mean, I'm just, you know, the driver's truck, it goes from one spot to another. And I don't know, but so what, okay, how's the delivery happen? Is it another thing opens up and a robot comes out and it brings in your UPS package? How close are we to that? Or your FedEx package? How close are we to having robots? You know, as the mail goes by, it selects it because it's reading barcodes and it puts it in the right spot. It knows that I have a post office box, and so every time that goes by and it recognizes it because there's a new type of address put on it, that it picks it up. It goes to post office box 1937 and puts my mail in there. I mean, what about that? When you think about all the future and how fast this is moving, I mean, your job right there, the production. Can we automate it to the spot where it knows that, you know, we're getting ready to, you know, it plays music automatically? I mean, really, we could probably do that. But we couldn't have the music that's, you know, that you play because you come up with the right music. Now, we've also had people say the same argument would have been made about cars putting buggy manufacturers out of business. Well, they did. Cars did put buggy manufacturers out of business.
Yeah, well, but the jobs were transferable. I mean, they still provided jobs to be able to, I mean, to manufacture the cars. I mean, it wasn't autonomous.
Right. And it's not that the jobs, it's just the jobs are shifting. I think that you're going to see they shift into other things, building the robots and taking care of it. And the lead bands are only for hunting, not target shooting. That's true. It's only for hunting. And it's hunting, you know, animals. You can still shoot people, I understand, with lead. They're not banning you from that. Of course, there are laws about shooting people, too. I just saw last night, and really quickly, next Monday we have Enjoy will be on. All next week we're going to be at the show that the district attorney is putting on. And by the way, Stephanie Bridget was appointed as Shasta County's district attorney. 7 people applied for it. Stephanie Bridget was just appointed as the Shasta County DA. She'll be on the show next Wednesday. We can congratulate her because we're going to be on the road down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street when they're talking about people and how to avoid being cheated and scammed. And that's going to be, we'll talk more about that next week too. I watched a movie last, or a documentary, and you talk about leaning so far till it almost fell off the left-wing charts was on guns and gun control and people buying guns and how it's guns. It's the ability to get a gun that makes people in Chicago get shot. It's got it had nothing to do with the fact you've got thugs and gang members that kill people. It's the gun's fault. You can go to Indiana and buy the gun and come down and sell them in Chicago. Well, yeah, but it's illegal. And they talk about, well, yeah, he just comes in and opens up his trunk and they sell guns. Well, where are the cops? If you know that's happening, then why don't you, aren't you down there? And even worse is the guns that these that thugs are buying, and I mean, it's a type of thing is that, they're killing people. I mean, it's horrendous what's going on in Chicago. And to blame it on the NRA is not exactly right. It's not the NRA that's going out and pulling the triggers. It's a documentary. It's guns. It's guns and gold or something like that. If you really want to get, you know, raise your blood pressure. Have a great weekend. All of these things are happening. Do we still have tickets for the sports and RV show? Okay, we gave those away. I have got tickets right now. So here you go. Two more. I have two tickets to the Sundial Film Festival all day, $20 a piece. Call right now, 605-4567, and you get these two tickets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Any changes the Senate makes to that bill would then have to be bounced back to the lower chamber anyway and then passed a second time. House Republicans are said to be working on a bill, but some Senate Republicans have complained those efforts are being conducted in secrecy. Republicans face a tight timeline to coalesce behind one proposal. Senator Cornyn says he expects the Senate to vote on an Obamacare repeal bill by early April. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Investors listening today when Fed Chair